Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Is it trail restoration programs that's needed? Is it weatherizing homes? So can we partner with the League of Conservation?
When we came in, I think everybody understood that our Afghanistan strategy was somewhat adrift.
Now, call me old-fashioned. I don't think a producer should be whipping up the crowd. If Glenn Beck wants to be a cheerleader for conservative protests, fine. But what?
Well, let me ask you about this policy, Mayor Pete.
Yes.
It says, as of this date, there are to be no more
That's what I said.
I was a sucker.
World-famous Phil Hendry show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and where a video cast is available of this show every night at philhenryshow.com. You can check out that, and you can listen to the live streaming audio at philhenryshow.com. So you can listen, you can watch, you can access us on affiliates across the country. And we've just gone on in Charlotte. We have three, four, five maybe new affiliates to announce in the days and weeks to come. We're very excited about that. We're happy to have you with us here tonight. And one of the things we do in this show, besides not being members of a conservative or liberal bloc or members of the Republican or Democratic Party or members really of any kind of faction, and some people think that's impossible. No, it's not impossible. I do it every night on the show. It's about being honest with yourself. It's about looking at an issue and saying, okay, what's really happening here, as opposed to me just jumping in and joining the crowd and joining a feeding frenzy and joining a mob. So I'll give an example of what a mob is. Here's a mob. A pretty significant block of people that voted for President Obama was a mob. Because that man, who I think is a pretty damn good president, is talking about stuff now that's got those people scratching their back, scratching their rear end, scratching their you-know-what. And
well, you just said rear end. What other part?
You-know-what.
Oh.
Scratching every part of themselves, and they ain't itching necessarily there because they can't figure out what he's talking about. Why, the guy that I voted for... Why, he wouldn't have not released those detainee photos. Well, the guy that I voted for, he wouldn't go to court to try to extend the Patriot Act. The guy that I voted for, I don't understand what the president's doing. Not only that, he wants to kick some ass in Afghanistan. Of course, now, looks like President Obama's right where President Bush was with the Afghan war. At least with Bush, it was Iraq, and it was the, you know, which way is the wind blowing today with the American people on the war? And so, when we're losing a war, we want to pull out. And that's pretty much what's going on in Afghanistan. Well... That's part. That's one kind of a mob. Another kind of a mob is the Tax Tea Party Express. That's a mob of people frightened to death that the country is somehow going to change and become a socialized system, not unlike any given country in Europe, which, of course, is anathema to a lot of Americans. And, yeah, I'll say it, because I happen to believe it, and it's more than just believe it. I know it. There's a little bit of race playing into this thing, you know. There's a little bit of a kind of a creep factor every time you look on the TV and suddenly there's a black guy standing at that podium as opposed to a white guy. But more to the point, it isn't really about that. It's that that black guy is proposing some socialized, in their minds, ideas, and therefore it has to be bad. Don't look at the facts. Don't take a look at the fine print. Don't even familiarize yourself with the issue. Just assume that whichever dim bulb is yakking at you on the TV tonight is telling you the truth about socialism. Now, I will say this. That's just one part of the show, because the other part of our show is reminding you that in order for you to be a free-thinking human being, you have to remember one thing. And a lot of this stuff I know is going to sound radical, but to me, this is like third grade to me. This is stuff people should have figured out years ago. You know, we say on the show that you're more likely to be lied to by somebody on television or radio than by any politician in the history of man on this earth. And people think I'm exaggerating. I'm not exaggerating at all. I'm telling you the honest to God truth. You're being lied to every day. And why are you being lied to? Are they bad people? Not necessarily. Are they people who work for a living? Yes, they are. Aha. There is the rub, as Shakespeare said. Fox News, CNN, they're doing okay. MSNBC, not so hot. But cable news in general is pretty healthy. In fact, cable television is pretty healthy. Television in general, fairly healthy. The radio business, even though it's run by imbeciles, it's not doing too bad. The newspaper business is going into the tank. The internet is ratcheting it up for everybody. There's a media war going on right now for listeners, for viewers, for readers, for people to subscribe. A media war in the middle of a period of time where truth, where information, where the facts have never been more important. And what does that mean? What does it all translate into? It ain't good, I'll tell you that. It ain't good. In an era where the absolute specifics are necessary, given any issue, we got guys that are playing with them like, I don't know, like they're playing kickball. We got guys at Fox and CNN. Now, I've dealt with CNN on the show. I'm going to deal with Fox right now. Fox News has begun to drift ever so gently into an area that one can only describe as a on-air talk radio station. It is, for the most part, run by personalities, and it has news blocks like a talk radio station has. So what you're looking at with Fox News is a talk radio station. Therefore, what you're getting is mostly opinion and often very self-serving as to keeping an audience glued and keeping the demographic there and keeping the advertiser happy. Is it factually sound? No, not necessarily. Not when you've got brain surgeons. Well, I don't want to mention any names, but come on, folks. I mean, you know. Look, you don't get on television, man, because you're a Phi Beta Kappa. You don't get on radio because you're a rocket scientist. In other words, what we're dealing with here, folks, are people with opinions on a variety of topics that many people are taking away from those TV programs as absolute solid gold standard, word of God stuff. And these cats, I don't know whether or not these guys ever got their AA degree from the local community college. Now, what am I talking about? Do you want the truth or don't you? Do you want to know what's going on or don't you? Because if you don't, that's honest. That's okay. Do you want to just be comfortable in a mob? Is that what you want to do? Do you want to go and join the mob? You know what mobs are. You're no longer an individual. The mob has a mind of its own. It acts on its own. And more often than not, when it's wrong, when someone or something is destroyed, the mob disperses. And it becomes, well, it's very difficult to reconstitute. It's a bunch of individuals just moving off down alleys and back under baseboards and down drain pipes. And nobody ever really knows who was in the mob. All we know is that something of value was destroyed by an unthinking, unfeeling, purposefully ignorant mob. Now, do you want to know what's going on or don't you? Or do you want to just be a part of a mob? And it could be the Obama mob. It could be the Tax Tea Party mob. The Obama mob, thank God, in my opinion, got him elected. The problem with that is those people don't know what he's talking about any more than they know what the average gardener is talking about in California, because most of them speak Spanish. This can't be the guy that I voted for, because Obama was going to make everything touchy-feely and beautiful, and he's, I don't know. A lot of those people are turning on him on this healthcare thing. Or do you want to be part of the Tax Tea Party mob, huh? This is a willfully ignorant group of people who have disseminated propaganda, the likes of which only Michael Moore could think up. The Tax Tea Party group has talked about euthanasia. They know they're lying. They know they're lying. They've talked about how Canadians hate their health care. They know they're lying. Do you know they're lying? Do you care if they're lying to you? They've talked about the government taking over the health care system. They know they're lying. They've talked about immigrants, illegal immigrants, getting health insurance. They're lying. They know it. Do you know they're lying? Now, let me tell you where Fox News comes into all of this. Fox News has a producer running around rallying people at some tea party. Now, this is a news gathering outlet. And yet their producers are out there manipulating a crowd for a more, I don't know, picture-friendly, newsworthy moment. So they'll have themselves, you know, a sparklingly marvelous time there. Something they can transmit to their audience, and that will ensure audience growth. Now, on Friday, Fox News boasted in a print ad that other networks missed the Tea Party protest on 9/12, indicating the other networks covered the event but didn't understand the biggest story of the day, which, of course, is healthcare and the discussion around it. Now, it turns out that while Fox was covering the protest most of that weekend, a Fox producer at one point rallied the crowd to cheer while reporter Griff Jenkins was on camera. Media, excuse me, Media Matters posted a clip of the producer rallying the crowd online, and Fox News confirmed the Rally Happy producer was an associate producer with the network. The video shows the producer on her cell phone as she urges the crowd behind Jenkins to cheer louder. I'm a Foxaholic. The producer's been punished for her conduct, according to this article. Well, we don't know what that is. Now, unfortunately, Rick Sanchez got himself involved in this, and Rick is a blowhard to end all blowhards, and never has there ever been a guy more obvious when it comes to being slanted. He is loath to really... In fact, Rick Sanchez, to be honest with you, he doesn't have any guts. I mean, this guy, he's so afraid of losing his gig, man. He doesn't want to piss off the traditionally liberal base of the CN media, of the CN TV viewers. And so if he feels a little conservative on any given day, you'll note it when Rick begins to apologize before he even starts doing the story. Here is the Fox News story as we were just talking about it here. And you're going to hear here CNN's Rick Sanchez going after Fox for the associate producer who rallied protests during a live shot.
When I said Friday that we covered the Tea Party rally in Washington, it was only because Fox... When I said Friday that we covered the Tea Party rally in Washington, it was only because Fox News had taken out a full-page ad in the Washington Post telling millions of people that we didn't cover the rally. And that was a lie. And lies should be exposed. And here's something else that should be exposed. Real news organizations... Real news organizations are not supposed to stage events, nor should they promote news events, nor should they hype news events. Otherwise, they lose their ability to be impartial. They're no longer even remotely objective if they do that, nor are they being fair and balanced. Case in point again, Fox News.
All right, and then Rick's producer stepped up and was quite upset.
He ate my finger.
All right, so there's Rick getting upset. The problem with Rick, though, of course, is he's got his own version of slanted news. And as we mentioned, here's a guy that apologizes every time he approaches even something remotely smelling like a conservative point of view. Should Fox have had a producer out there rallying the crowd? No, they shouldn't have. No, they shouldn't have. Tell you what, Fox, I don't know how to explain this to you. You got a newsman, Griff Jenkins. That guy doesn't do a commentary show. He's a newsman. And he's reporting news of an event, and the crowd is cheering. It's not a rock concert. It's not a basketball game. It's an event that your network is covering. But understand something, guys. You're not getting news from Fox unless you're hearing an actual news block. When you're in the middle of one of their talk programs, which is exactly what it is, you're getting opinion. You're getting opinion from CNN, too, but they're not honest about it. That's the only difference. CNN tries to tell you that they're doing a news channel, but in point of fact, that what they have is a more low-key opinion piece. All right, we'll be back. Our number, 877-876-PHIL. Health insurance mandate includes a tax. That's what Fox is claiming, and that's another lie that Fox is engaged in. And we also have an NEA audio tape revealing artists being asked to support Obama's agenda, and we'll find out whether that is, in point of fact, real. Phil Hendry Show. We dealt in the first segment with Fox Television Network's manipulation of information. Now, there's just enough grandmas and, I don't know, guys that are retired. You know the type. I'm sorry, but there is a type. There are just enough people who have a unlimited reserve of trust and faith in whatever is coming through the television, even though they say they're very critical. I love how the same people that tell you the media is lying are the same people that have so much faith in it, right? And it doesn't bother me because, like I said, there's plenty of places where you can get your news. But Fox News is being looked at in this half hour by a guy who's not a liberal. I'm not a traditional liberal. I'm not a damn sure ain't a conservative. And, you know, I wouldn't have anything to do with either group if you paid me all the money in the world. I mean, the country would be better off if all of them just died tomorrow from some mysterious illness. But that's not going to happen. Now, Fox News, you just got an example of how they got a producer out there cheering, you know, getting the crowd you know, excited. And some people think that this is not a big thing. When you got a newsman sitting there and you got some stupid kid getting the crowd excited, that's a big thing. Now, Fox admitted that it was a mistake. But the fact is, folks, that that's what's been going on with their network ever since the tax tea parties were announced, because this is, you know, for Fox, I mean, it's manna from heaven. Because all they got to do is follow that caravan around, and they're a de facto sponsor of it. Everybody wants to come up and, you know, lock lips with Bill O'Reilly and Sean Hannity. Everybody wants to get Shepard Smith's autograph, right? I mean, they were made for each other. But Fox News is telling you they're covering the event objectively. Of course they're not covering the event objectively. There's never been anything objective about them, just like there's never been anything objective about CNN. There is nothing objective about those two organizations when they're trying to survive, when they are trying to keep themselves out of red ink, when they're trying to destroy the other. There's nothing objective about their news reporting when what the most important thing is getting an audience. That's got nothing to do with news. It's got nothing to do with news. Getting an audience has to do with manipulating information so that it is explosive. And for people who believe that they are serious news consumers and they may not understand what it is I'm talking about right now, there's a serious problem with the way you're consuming news. Number two example, headline from the Fox website. Health insurance mandate includes tax despite Obama denial. This is another, and if you think I'm some Obama lover, what I love is truth. And I'm going to tell you something, just like President Bush, Obama has been the victim of more misinformation, purposeful misinformation, in order to undercut what it is he's trying to do, than any other two presidents I've ever seen. And what's the fallback for most of the pea brains out there? When I bring this up, I'll say, I think both of these presidents have been badly served by the media. I think both have been lied about. Well, they're both lousy presidents. Well, there you go. See, that doesn't take any thought, man. That doesn't take any scrutiny. Just say that, and man, you get a crowd around you. Ah, they're both lousy presidents. One of them was the worst president in the world, and that was Bush. Now, Obama, by God, just years after that initial claim was made about Bush, Obama is now challenging for that title. That tells me one thing and one thing only. Both of those guys are great presidents. When they both are being mentioned as the worst presidents ever, they have both got to be up there in the higher third of the presidents that we've had. Now, Obama was interviewed by George Stephanopoulos. George Stephanopoulos, I think, was a media guy or so. I forget what he did with Clinton. I don't know what his news man credentials are, but Stephanopoulos was trying to tell Obama that the insurance mandate, the health insurance mandate, is in fact a tax. The president rightly said, no, it isn't. No, it is not a tax. Fox News, because they can't argue with that, came out with an article that said the president is denying the tax label, and yet right here, the penalty attached to the mandate is an excise tax in the health care reform plan proposed by Max Baucus. Now, I know they're not stupid at Fox, but they're counting on the fact that you are. First of all, when the president said that there was no tax, you can't call the health plan a tax. That's not what Fox is arguing, but they're trying to get you to believe that it's a tax. Fox can't argue with Obama when he says that the health care mandate isn't a tax. So what Fox did is they found, in the language of Baucus's bill, the penalty associated with not getting insurance, and they said that's a tax. It's called an excise tax. So Obama denied that, and the inference is he lied. And yet they're talking about something completely different. Now, this takes a lot of thinking. It takes a lot of paying attention. It takes a fair amount of intelligence. And God help us, I don't know how much of that there is out there. When it comes to this issue, I got to say probably less than 50% of the people involved in the debate are actually getting their facts right. Fox says health insurance mandate includes tax despite Obama denial. Or health insurance mandate includes tax. Obama didn't deny that the mandate included a tax, Obama was denying that the mandate itself was a tax. He didn't deny that there wasn't an excise tax. Fox News is lying on a regular basis and making more and more fans as they do it. You may be one of them. We'll be back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. You can look at us online at philhendryshow.com and also live streaming audio at philhendryshow.com. We spent a half an hour telling you about Fox News. What the hell is going on, man? My call screening computer just went whack.
Yeah, it looked like everything is like the meat. What's it called?
Call the mouse.
Yeah, the mouse was jumping around.
Well, the mouse is jumping around because you got your hand on it. Take your hand off of it.
Oh.
That's why it's jumping around, because you're moving it around.
Well, I thought it was a different one.
Just leave the computers alone, man. I got 1, 2, 3, 4 of them going here, okay? I thought it was a different one. All right, so we just spent a half an hour explaining, as you know, it's funny because I understand that a lot of people are fans of Fox News. All I'm trying to tell you, and this is equally true of CNN, you're not getting news. You're not getting news. You understand you're not getting news? You're just not getting news. Now, I don't know what it is you think news is. I can tell you what news is. I don't know what some people believe is news, but I'll define it for you. It's the intersection of what is important and what is interesting. We know what's interesting. All you have to do is poll the American people. They'll tell you on any given day what's interesting. Most of the time, it may have something to do with, well, for instance, we know that Yahoo tracks what are the most popular stories. You know, the swine flu, the unemployment. People are into those kinds of stories that are, depending upon the season, people are into stories that have to do with, something having to do with their survival, shall we say, and the quality of their life. Then what is important? Aha. That's something that we leave to news editors. That's something we leave to the so-called professionals. So the professionals take what is interesting, and then they also take a look at what is important, and they put it all together, and bang, they bring us the news. And I don't care what story it is. That's fine. They'll tell us, and I suppose we'll just have to deal with that and accept it. But the thing that bothers me, and it should bother you, is that they're not just giving you the who, what, when, where, and why. You know that in journalism school, and maybe this is something, this is a place, it's a good place to begin. Do you know that a journalist is supposed to ask the four questions. Who, what, when, where, and why. That's five. Who, what, when, where, and why. Those are the five questions that are answered in any good story. If the who, what, when, where, and why ain't there in the first two paragraphs, it's not a good story. It's an indication to you that you're being sucked in. Who? Barack Obama. What? He's sitting down with George Stephanopoulos. When? It was on Sunday. Where? Well, it was in the White House. Why? Because he's going to answer questions about the thing. Those are the first five questions that you have to have answered, and then you can go on and hear what happened when he sat down on Sunday in the White House with George Stephanopoulos and was going to answer questions about the thing.
Yeah, the thing that they found at the North Pole.
Yes, the thing they found at the North Pole, they found it buried under the ice. They're going to ask him about the thing, you know? But if it ain't there, then they're playing a game with your head, and I would suggest seriously that you move on to something else. Now, that's in the print world. In the world of television and radio, it doesn't change much, but when you're getting the news becomes a little foggier. Are you getting news on the Bill O'Reilly Show? No, you're not. Are you getting news on the Shepard Smith Show?
Well,
sure. Shepard does mostly a news show, but he throws a little comment in there. Are you getting news on the Campbell Brown Show? No. Are you getting news on the Anderson Cooper Show? Not really. Are you getting news when they do their little news breaks, when the person goes, I'm Harry Jones and I'm here for CNN? Yeah, but when do you see that, you know? So that's number one. Where are you getting news? When are you actually hearing news? And when are you just getting someone's head up their ass opinion about something. And believe me when I tell you, folks, you have to believe this. I'm giving you something now for free. And I don't know how many of you are going to realize the value of this, but I'm now going to tell you, as I have been, but I'm going to just sort of highlight it. Believe me, they have their head shoved up their ass more often than not on the things that they say. Meaning, they don't know the health care bill any better than the average kid. And I'm being the average high school kid. And that's the people that support it and don't support it. That's all of them. So when I realize this, when I take a look at what the world is around me, when I look at this news world that we live in, this world of journalism or lack thereof, and I take another look at this idea that they want to have a bill that is going to revitalize newspapers ordinarily. In fact, it wasn't too long ago, I'd be opposed to that. But now I'm beginning to think maybe it ain't such a bad idea because somebody has got to learn how to do this. Someone's got to know how to do this work called journalism. Somebody has to understand what truth is and how to get it out to the people and not just opinion, not just some guy looking for a Pulitzer, not just somebody looking for an Emmy, not just somebody who wants to build an audience, not just someone who wants to get the number up so they can get the advertising money. Because that's all it's about right now, folks. And it's all about that at a time when we could really use a little bit of that so-called straight talk. We even make fun of it, don't we? We talk about people's straight talk express and we laugh. Ah, no politician can talk straight. You know, it's pretty funny that we laugh about a guy like McCain with a straight talk express because he's a politician and no politician can talk straight, right? But then we sit down and we listen to people like Anderson Cooper and Bill O'Reilly and we think it's gospel, man. I mean, Moses is coming down from the mountain when the stuff's coming out of their mouth. We just think those guys are all that. I mean, the definition of schmuck, it is in those moments we could look in a mirror and there it is. So right now the president, and here's another bit of media manipulation, the president said that he would be happy to look at bills before Congress that would give struggling news organizations tax breaks if they were to restructure as nonprofit businesses, right? That's all he said. He said, I haven't seen detailed proposals yet, but I'll be happy to look at them. He went on to say that we are living in a world where it's all blogosphere, all opinion. No fear, no serious fact-checking, no serious attempts to put stories in context. And you wind up getting people shouting at each other. He's right about that. I like the internet. I like the variance of opinion. I also know that I can get information there. I can go and I can find and I can see what the capital of Laos is. And I can see who the third king of Belgium was and which guy was nuts and which guy had a plume in a hat. I can find all that stuff out. But still, I'd really like to be able to turn someone on and hear some news and know that they're reporting the news. So the president has said he wouldn't mind looking at some proposals in terms of revitalizing the newspaper business. And by God, I was looking at that today and I said, now here's an example of changing your opinion when the facts change. And I've changed my opinion because the facts are, as this summer has progressed, we have seen truth and real live information become a casualty of Fox and CNN and MSNBC and the New York Times, the LA Times, and any other media entity you want to talk about, of their desire, of their need, of their crusade to stay alive, just to stay alive, and they'll say anything and they'll do anything, short of, I was going to say something illegal, but I don't even know if that's the fact. I mean, I'm sure that if they weren't caught, they'd even do that.
What do you think it'd be?
I don't know, but it has something to do with knee pads. Now,
oh, man.
Just never mind, okay? Now, Senator Ben Cardin has introduced a bill called S-673, the so-called Newspaper Revitalization Act, that would give outlets tax deals if they were to restructure as 501c3 corporations. That means not-for-profit. And that bill has attracted a co-sponsor. That is Senator Barbara Mikulski of Maryland. Robert Gibbs, you know, last May said that he doesn't know what we can do for an industry that's on its ass, and it is on its ass, and the reason why it's on its ass, by the way, is because of its own mismanagement. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. So why is Phil Hendry jumping in and saying, maybe, and I ain't saying that I am 100%, but maybe I consider giving some bread to these guys, because I suddenly realize we got a problem here. We don't have anybody anywhere that knows how to actually do the work of a journalist. Where are they? Now you say to me, well, Phil, is that the public sector's job? I mean, look, if they can't survive, and well, all right, they can't survive in the world of blogospheres, you're right. But we do have publicly sponsored enterprise in this country when it is important to the country's well-being. Anybody ever heard of public schools? Well, they don't work. They don't work because we don't want them to work. Because that's a political fight. Don't tell me they don't work. They work fine, man. If we actually wanted them to work, we want public universities to work, and they work just dandy. Why do we have public education? Because we recognize it is in the best interest of the society at large, the country, the culture, the people, to provide education to our people, even if we have to publicly sponsor it. This is not new. It goes back centuries. Why people get their thong up in a wad, man, and I mean shove deep, every time we talk about publicly sponsoring something, I don't get it. When it is important and vitally important for the country, we publicly sponsor a whole holy hell of a lot. Do I think the National Endowment for the Arts is, for instance, necessary right now? No, I don't. Not right now, I don't, no. If we were flush, if we were bucks up, yeah, I would. Do I think that a small amount of revitalizing public money into newspaper effort that is not-for-profit, pure journalism, serving the needs of the public by reporting the facts of a story. Do I feel there's a need there? Yes, I do. Because a free press, folks, that's guaranteed in the Constitution. But right now, we ain't got a free press. What we got, it's like free hot air. I mean, if they were to rewrite the Constitution, it would be, and we guarantee the freedom of people's mouths to just spew. Freedom of spew, that's what we have right now. Press is a very specific thing. Press is reporting. Yes, it is opinion. You're right. But it's also, and in the overall, it is reporting the news. And we don't have that anymore. And don't tell me about these newspapers that are going under. You jackasses. You guys reconstitute, man. You won't even exist. The New York Times, the LA Times, you name any newspaper you want that's going under, and they are the authors of their own demise. Their arrogance, utter stupidity, beyond belief that they couldn't recognize what was happening around them. And then they took the bait and they began to perform as if they were blogs, as if they were on the internet. And they began with their opinion making and they began with their pain in the ass, irritating attitudes and op-eds that, you know, and if I want to read something dumb, man, all I got to do is go over to Facebook or MySpace. I don't need to read the LA Times. So do we need journalists? Yes, we do. Do we have a history in this country of supporting publicly that which is vital to the public welfare? Yes, we do. Is freedom of the press in our Constitution? Is it in our Bill of Rights? Yes, it is. So even having said all of that, my opinion is I side with the president to a point. And I hate to say it, too, because the last guys in the world that I want to give money to are these newspaper jackasses. But I see a vital public need of some kind to keep actual reporting alive. I don't think it should be a lot of money. I think it should be a limited amount of money. And I think they should get their act together and get their asses and their heads wired together and start providing this thing that they claim that they provide, which is journalism. Not for profit? Sounds like a very good idea to me. All right, 877-876-PHIL. That's the number here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Now, I mentioned the NAE. We've got that coming up because an audio tape apparently reveals artists being asked to support Obama's agenda. And I suppose I'm going to be forced into saying tonight, yeah, that's Obama's fault, too. He should have been down there at the NAA meeting. 877-876-PHIL. And guess which Justice Department now wants to launch an ACORN investigation? Is it the Gonzalez Justice Department of the Bush administration? No, it isn't. It's the Eric Holder Justice Department of the Obama administration. I'm telling you, Obama and Bush, more and more, these two men are the victims of our tragic times. Similarly, I think they ought to be on the phone every night talking to each other about just how the hell it is they got themselves into this mess. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Henry Show.
Trying to get it focused in. It don't look good.
You got it on my nose hair, man. Back it up. Back the camera up, will you?
No, I gotta get focused.
Yeah, right here. You guys got it focused on my nostril. Back the where these guys are focusing the camera up. Don't put it that close, man.
No, not that close, man. You got it back. Yeah, there you go.
What do you mean, there you go? You got the happy birthday poster. Just put it where it's supposed to be, will you? We got a live, you got it, bud?
Yeah, I got it.
We got a live streaming video here of the show every night at philhenryshow.com, and these clowns are trying to focus it in. Now you got that one light, man, that's always just blaring in my eyes. Move it around a little bit, will you?
Yeah, okay. How about that?
Yeah, that's fine. All right, 877-876-PHIL is the number here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And like I said, we got the video up on our website. We got audio. We got our affiliates. We got, man, we got it all, baby. We're just swimming in it. I mean, we are just sitting here on a big pile of gold doubloons, an enormous wealth of real stuff, baby. You know, I don't come here with this, I better be a conservative because that's what I tell everybody I am, even though I was, you know, out having sex. Boy, you don't even want to know, man. Guys, that doesn't even begin to tell the story. See, I don't have to say any of that stuff. I don't have to live like any particular person because I am what I am, and that's all I ever am going to be, like Popeye, you know. All right, now here is a story. See, I bring that up, for instance, a guy like O'Reilly. No offense, Bill, you're probably a nice guy, but you know that whole thing with that chick, you know, that intern. See, that right away, that marks you as some kind of a douchebag, right? You know, you can't, you know, it's just like your average politician. Guy's talking family values. Next thing you know, he's down in South America. He's got some chick. He's got babes in 85 different cities around the world. It just doesn't add up, all right? Just quit playing all that stuff and talk straight to people, and they'll listen to you. Or maybe they won't. A Justice Department Inspector General has launched the internal Acorn probe. Aha. I say a Justice Department. The Justice Department Inspector General has agreed to investigate whether Acorn has applied for or received any Department of Justice grant money in the wake of bipartisan criticism of the community activist group's operation. Have they received any DOJ grant money? Now, the Inspector General of the Eric Holder Justice Department under the Obama presidency is going to launch this investigation in the person of the Inspector General, right? Right. Now, let's just say, for craps and giggles, that the guy was told to by Holder, and he refused. I don't want to do that, man. Those cats they're solid. You know, they've helped register people to vote. Well, you have to. I want to get the probe going. What do you mean? You're not going to do it? I'm not going to do it. No. You're fired. Okay. Somebody now in the Congress gets wind of that, and they say, why, they fired the Inspector General because he was going to investigate Acorn, and he refused, and somebody better look into Eric Holder because this guy is making political moves. He's making political decisions around personnel. See? That whole Alberto Gonzalez thing that took weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks of your time and mine, that jammed up every front page of every so-called newspaper, that jammed the lead time of every news show, that had opinion after opinion after opinion being offered by every genius on earth, that whole Alberto Gonzalez must go, that whole... And I remember them having people on from Columbia University Journalism and from the legal department there of Harvard or whatever they call it. And the guys, I think it's time now. We need an independent prosecutor. Boy, the day they ever came up with the idea of an independent prosecutor, it's a Watergate-era office, by the way. Now they want to use that guy for everything. They got to get an independent prosecutor to check and see whether somebody trimmed their ear hair today. They got to find out an independent prosecutor to find out where Obama gets his mail. And now they want to have an independent prosecutor to figure out thus and so. Well, they wanted to have one for Gonzalez. I'll bet you anything, if this cat got fired by Eric Holder because he refused to investigate Acorn and whether they got DOJ money, and this were any other presidency, let's say, at any other time, this guy would be under suspicion for making a political firing, for creating a new position, shall we say, for a new inspector general for political reasons. Here's ABC News' George Stephanopoulos, who's getting all kinds of airtime on our show tonight, and so is President Obama, for that matter. He questions President Obama on the recent Acorn scandal.
But have some of your allies made it easier, handed your opponents some ammunition, like Acorn,
for example?
Well, look, the you know, I think that are there folks in the Democratic camp or on the left who haven't always operated in ways that I'd appreciate? Absolutely.
Congress said they should cut off all funding for ACORN. Are you for that?
Is that true on the other side as well? Of course that's true.
How about the funding for ACORN?
You know, it's frankly, it's not really something I've followed closely. I didn't even know that ACORN was getting a whole lot of federal money.
But the Senate and the House have voted to cut it off.
Yeah, what I know is that what I saw on that video was certainly inappropriate and deserves to be.
So you're not committing to cut off the federal funding?
George, this is not the biggest issue facing the country. It's not something I'm paying a lot of
attention. It's racist.
It sounds racist to me.
Yeah, thank you very much, Chris and Joan. And what'd you say, Rick?
Huh?
Okay, 877-876-PHIL is our number. 877-876-PHIL. World famous, and for a reason, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.